Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Ezekiel, the 37th. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered the bones. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Dear brother and sister, through the prophet Ezekiel, God shows us a glimpse of his power. When his word is uttered, no matter by whom, the word matters, not the messenger. When his word is uttered, things happen. Ezekiel was a prophet in the gloomy and doomy times of the Babylonian captivity, when everybody walked around in sadness. They had no property, no pride. They had no government. They were ruled like slaves. They had nothing going for themselves. And the only thing to look forward was death. That's the brilliance of the people of Israel in the captivity under the claws of Nebuchadnezzar, a very ruthless man. So the prophet was shown a vision of a valley of dry bones. Now put yourself into his shoes. You see a tibia and a fibula and a femur and a skull and the bones of an arm. And God asks him, can these bones live? Ezekiel knows a thing or two about God, and he doesn't say, no way, no. He says, only you know. And God said, okay, prophesy that the spirit, the breath will enter them. And so there was a rattling sound of dry bones hitting each other, and God assembled them all, and they stood on their feet, a vast army. That's God's power for you. And things have not changed. You just sang, be still my soul. The waves and winds still know the voice of him who ruled them while he lived below. So Jesus gets into your boat, just as he did when he was walking by the boat of the disciples. He stopped and went into their boat and said, be still. Be still, the storm of my life. Ezekiel was a young man, probably 17, 18, when he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers and taken as a slave to Babylon. Ezekiel, you know a few of his buddies, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Remember those names? They were all a bunch of amigos that were taken into captivity. But Ezekiel was given the task to comfort God's people. And he was given the task to show the power of the word of God. Ezekiel has a vision. And that vision means the people of Israel. They were dead. They were spiritually dead. They had nothing going inside. They lived like animals, completely detached from God. The bones, physically speaking, had no life in them, until the word of God came to them and made them alive. You and I are those bones until the day of our baptism, when we are made alive. We are regenerated, Luther wrote. Gene is womb in Greek. We are re-wombed. We are reborn. We are remade. So all of us were born twice. Once as dry bones, and then as a bouncy, smiley, new baby girl or baby boy. The work of God in our lives. Dry bones, like everything else in all of creation, responds to God's word. God's word is effective and it works. Elements always respond to God's word. The clouds responded to God's word and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And God destroyed all the evil in the world but saved the good people. Noah, three sons and their wives, 8 in all. The fire responded to God's command and it came down on Sodom and Gomorrah, sparing no one. The water responds to God when Moses strikes it and it divides the sea in two halves, and there is dry land between the two halves of the sea, and the people march through. And when Pharaoh's army wants to go through, the water responds again and closes on them, and they drown. A hard, dry rock in the desert responds to God's word and produces drinking water. The elements respond to God's word. And you and I, in that sense, are elements. We respond to God's word. Lazarus, dead 4 days, comes out when Jesus calls him forth. The seminary, that was a little joke. Why did Jesus say, "Lazarus, come forth"? Oh, the answer. Had he not specified Lazarus, all of the graveyard in Bethany would have come forth. The command was given just to one. Lazarus hears God's word and he comes forth. And then here is the detail that I find so incredible, so beautiful about Jesus administering of our lives. He does not take care only of the big picture, like restoring life to a man that had died 4 days ago. Now he looks at him, and here is Lazarus, you know, in his tomb cloths, all wrapped up, and Jesus says, "Take off the funeral clothes. Let him go." You can't go if you have death surrounding you, tying you down, if you are bogged down with the image and the thought and the threat of death in your life. Take off the funeral clothes and let them go. You can't go when death is constantly on your mind. Jesus took away death from your life. You can go. And you can go and tell everyone else that he has removed the death from their lives too, by dying on the cross himself and picking up his life again. He leads and we follow. And that's as good as it gets on this side of paradise. Let's walk with our Lord through every day of our life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.